Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Themis Claridis, former House Republican leader, a former Senate candidate, joining us here in studio. A lot to talk about.
You don't even know where to start.
I know. The interesting thing is you can go local or national. I mean, you know, local, we have Marissa Gillette and Pura. We have Revolution Wind. We have the governor's race that's upcoming. You know, nationally, we have Tylenol. We have Kimmel and free speech. I mean, there's a lot of interesting topics to discuss. And since, you know, you are the guest, I'm curious of where you'd like.
Don't make me pick.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, I'm willing to go on any of them. So
how about the Yankees' magic numbers, 3?
Well, do you think they'll win?
Three.
Do you think they'll win the division, though? I mean,
listen, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, you know, if you go through probability, we have the White Sox the rest of the season, and then your guys are playing the Blue Jays. So
yeah, and then
I mean, you could help us out a little bit.
Yeah, and we could. I mean, I don't know how I feel about it. Would the Red Sox rather play the Yankees? Matt, is that what would happen if the Yankees win the division? Would the Red Sox get the Blue Jays? Because I'd rather get the Yankees than the Blue Jays.
Right, but
got it.
Right, okay. And that's the issue with the Red Sox and the Yankees getting wild card, right? If the Yankees win the division, they likely won't play the Red Sox.
Right. Well, I mean, the Red Sox kind of own the Yankees this season.
Then there's the Mets.
I think they're done. I think they're cooked.
This is a terrible thing, Matt. I don't know how you feel about it, but I always liked the Mets as a National League team because I'm a New York person, right? So I'm a Yankees fan. I like the Mets. I don't hate the Mets. I hate the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
But that whole Soto thing.
Yeah. What? That he went there?
I don't have a problem per se that he went there, because if he didn't go there, we wouldn't have had Goldschmidt and Fried and all these people that we need that made us a better team.
Mm-hmm.
What bothers me is, and because I feel like I was taken. I feel like I thought.
You mean all the nice things he said about playing for the Yankees?
I thought that he actually liked playing for the Yankees.
I think he did, but it
got $650 million reasons.
Yeah, I know, but it's the Yankees.
Whatever.
Come on, I feel like I was.
Rather talk about the poison pill
you
issues of politics
than
talk about this crap. Listen, let's start with since we just cut off with Vin Candelora, and I know you listened to the interview. What I don't understand, and you probably can't answer, is that if it's so obvious that she wasn't being forthright in the way she's communicated with the legislature, how did she last so long?
Well, nobody can answer that question, and that is a question that has been asked by, you know, for the past year at least, by Republicans and Democrats. You know, the governor supported her. That's how she lasted.
Just because she was trying to hold the utilities to task, which I have no problem with.
Right.
I thought she'd be more popular.
Yeah, yes and no. But the problem is, you know, whether you agree or disagree with her policy positions, right? When you are in the public
domain, yeah.
whether you're an elected official, whether you're a regulatory agency like PURA is, because that's the public utility regulatory agency that makes decisions, you know, for all the, you know, electric companies,
water,
you know,
yep,
power, salt, wind, power, the whole thing. And, or you're an appointment, say, of a leader in a commission. It's less important the position you take. It is most important that you can be trusted, that you're not lying, that you're being forthright, that you go to committee meetings when you're being reappointed and you tell the truth. Her problem is that this was a slow drip that became a huge gusher.
Yeah.
Right. So it was everybody. It was Ed Mahoney's investigation. It was all the FOIs. You know, it was Vin Candelora asking for you know,
impeachment
series. I mean, that was the last thing. I think she was ready to go at that point. I don't think that happened overnight. We don't know. But it was, again, a slow drip that turned into a big gusher. You can't, to your point, you'd think because she was tough on utilities that people would like that.
Yeah.
Well, I think that they probably did it first. But then when all this behind the scenes stuff kept coming out, and it didn't come out like once or twice. This has been a year and a half of this. I mean, you're hiding emails. You're lying that you wrote them. You're lying that you wrote up. I mean,
this whole
on,
delete things. Anyone
on.
Who has an iPhone
exactly.
knows that you have to manually have things deleted in 30 days. And why would you do that if there was something that you didn't want
right.
people
it's
to
just,
see?
It's just your average person doesn't like liars.
Well, I mean, the thing is, that's where
and
it goes
why.
Beyond blue and red. That's why the blue-red part of it kind of bothered me because, and this is why I was giving kudos to Vince because, you know, if she wasn't being honest in testimony, you know, because people disrespect legislatures enough already. I mean, mm-hmm. in Congress, people defy subpoenas and they say things just to get nominated all the time. And it sickens me mm-hmm. that people don't respect the testimony in front of these bodies. So regardless of politics, because I wanted a sort of activist. I don't mind an activist regulator when it comes to this stuff. It doesn't go to the root problem of why energy is so expensive here, but I didn't have a problem with that. I have a problem with the honesty side of it. So,
and that's what you should, as a citizen of the state, have a problem with, regardless of what party they are, what position they take. You know, you are in the public eye. You are in a public position that you are appointed to,
yeah.
just like any of us, any elected official. And if we're lying, that should be your biggest problem, not as much the position we take, because you can't believe us.
I think the governor's like, this is another like kind of a negative on the governor, although he's going to get a bit of a win on the revolution wind, right?
Mm-hmm,
I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
a win. But between this, the housing debacle, and some other stuff, it's just, I think the road has gotten a little bumpier for him. But, I mean, everyone's assuming he's still going
to
go.
Well, let's remember, in regards to the housing thing, you call it the housing debacle. There are a lot of people in this state that supported his position to veto that.
Sure, but then why did he support it in the first place?
No, that's a whole nother conversation. I mean, I don't have the answer to that, and you don't have the answer to that. But the fact of the matter is, you know, it's not considered a debacle to a lot of people in this state who believe that local control, you know, is their right as a town
sure.
or a city. So that's all I'm saying. I mean, I wouldn't look at that as, oh, geez, now, like, this is going to be, you know, this is another negative him of, you know, running for re-election or being re-elected. I think that there's a lot of people that supported that.
Yeah, I say debacle because it was something they worked together on and it passed.
It was sloppy, no question
and
about
then,
it.
And then he ends up vetoing it. So you're 100% on the Lamont third term camp, correct?
I believe, I would, let me say this. I don't think any of us know because it's not like he told me, but I would be shocked if he didn't run again.
Yeah, and we'll get into it in our next hour, you know, I don't know what if you'll go in favor. The legislators, the Republican legislators have already come out in support of Ryan Fazio. I think the Republican side is fascinating, and we'll talk about that. We're going to take a break here at 8 o'clock for news, then we'll continue with Themis Claridis. We continue here with Themis Claridis, former Republican leader in the House and former Senate candidate. You know, I was curious. You know, Tylenol thing is just weird to me. I basically said at the top of the show, I'm sure you were still asleep. I don't really feel comfortable talking about it because I don't know anything about it. I just know that, like, in terms of like brand association and presence in my home, like to me, it was always like, if you can't take anything, just take a Tylenol or whatever. And maybe, and people don't understand this Kenvue company. It's Johnson & Johnson spun off a bunch of consumer products. And that's Kenvue that owns it. And, you know, Tylenol's been around for almost 75 years. I didn't know, like, how you felt about this stuff.
Well, I mean, I think it's interesting. Yesterday morning when the story broke, I ended up seeing my actual OBGYN from Connecticut who on TV talking about
it. Out. You must have a good doctor.
I have an excellent doctor because he is now the president of the National Academy of Obstetrics and Gynecology.
So what did he say? What did he say?
And he said there is a risk with any drug, whether it's Tylenol, acetaminophen, right, whether it's ibuprofen, whether it's aspirin, whether it's naproxen, whatever it is. I mean, you hear things all the time about, you know, Tylenol does this and Advil does that and aspirin does that, right? So there's always a risk with everything. But you should consult with your medical provider in regards to, you know, as a pregnant woman, obviously you want to be extra careful, understandable. Sure. But there is no medical data to reach this conclusion. And then yesterday you have to see, you know, RFK Jr. and the president standing there saying, don't take it, as if he, just to your point, we're not doctors, right? So what are we going to say? All we can do is refer to what the medical data says. And there is no actual medical data that tells you this. And you have the president standing there saying, don't take it if you're pregnant, it's bad.
Well, that's the thing that
stop
I didn't understand.
That is serious public health policy.
Did they feel like they needed to deliver this because they promised it? Because I have no problem if they said, listen, if you don't have to take anything, don't take anything.
Right.
And if it's because they even had to caveat it. They said, if the fever is extreme and you have no other choices, then take it. It's like, okay. You know, like it just seemed, and there is no consensus in the medical community. And even the one they were touting as a treatment for people who already deal with autism, there's not a lot of hard scientific conclusions on that either. I just don't understand. This is like, almost like the thing with like the governor. Like, I don't understand the motivation for being so supportive of somebody who is clearly being dishonest. I don't understand the motivation for doing this. Like, is it going after big pharma? Because this Kenvue is a big, you know, consumer product giant. I don't really understand the point. Because they could have just said, you know what, if you don't have to take any medicine, don't take medicine. And that could have been the instructions.
Well, I think it's a few things. I mean, first of all, the president is very stream of consciousness, right? Like, he thinks that he says it. There's no
right, but this was
there's no holding area there in between to figure out how should we do this. RFK Jr. is very anti, right? Anti-vaccine, anti-pharmaceutical, anti all this stuff. And I think that, you know, the president feels like he's kind of kowtowing to his base of pharmaceuticals are bad, you know, vaccines are bad, all of this. And he just says it. Like, I don't think it's any different for him, whether it's Tylenol versus, you know, anything else he talks about.
Right.
That he's like, you know, this one should be fired. That one stinks. This one's stupid. That one, he just says stuff. You know, there's no middle area where he's like, let me think about it. I may not like that person, but maybe I shouldn't say it.
He struggled with saying acetaminophen.
I was embarrassed right there when he said that
tough.
Too. And then he goes, Tylenol. You know it is Tylenol. I'm like, oh my God, how do you not know how to say that? You know.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I kind of want to mess it up.
Acetaminophen. You wouldn't mess it up because you know how to say it because you said it 1,000 times in your life, Ryan.
All right, listen, I want to talk more about free speech stuff because I've been listening to all sides of it and I think I sort of have an idea how I feel about it. I will take a quick break here, then we'll get an update on traffic and then we'll continue with Themis Claridis, a former minority leader in the House. You're supposed to save the good stuff for when the microphone is on, Themis. Which you can't even, by the way, it should be an entrance exam. You got to fold it inward. Oh my goodness, watching this is painful. There you go.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There you go. This should be a test.
Twisted.
Putting the headphones on.
It was twisted. Sorry.
So when it comes to the Kimmel stuff, he's going back on the air tonight. He was taken off the air for a myriad of reasons. We don't have to go over what the FCC chair said on the podcast and how Nexstar took that as a cue because they have a $6 billion deal to take over Tegna. And then they threatened to take Kimmel off the air. And so then ABC went to Kimmel. He said he wouldn't apologize. And so they went back and forth. And eventually they said, we got to stop here. And now they're bringing him back. Maybe it's because of backlash on the other side, or maybe it's just because out of respect for his years of service and what happened. But that's all. I don't need any more setup talk. What do you think? Why do you think he's coming back on the air? And what's your overall take on this whole conversation about free speech? You know, the some people, you know, in the punditry world are like, well, it's hypocritical for people on the left to rip this when they canceled everybody when they could. And I understand that, but I thought free speech was the free speechers were going to correct all of this, and instead they're just doing the same thing.
Right. Well, first of all, it is hypocritical of the left because they'll cancel anybody that says something they don't like, you know, given the example of Roseanne Barr. And that was clearly racist, what she said, and inappropriate. So I'm not certainly not defending it. And what Kimmel said was inappropriate because it was actually a lie. You know, and the FCC, as you well know, controls, you know, radio, TV, all these stations. And it's supposed to be what's in the public interest. And so they got involved because there was not one iota of evidence to show
right.
that Robinson, the person who shot Charlie Kirk, was.
But that's not criminal.
Was a MAGA.
I mean, he said something
no,
that wasn't
it's not,
true.
It's not criminal, but because it's not true, the FCC can get involved. My problem is, first of all, we have no level of decency in this world anymore. And this is coming from me, you know, the loudmouth Greek girl who, you know, yelled at people and never bit my tongue and said what I thought. But, you know, being racist or like making things up, like just making things up that this guy was a MAGA was ridiculous. There's no evidence. So therefore, it was the FCC got involved. My problem here.
So you think it was justified that they should have sent cues to people who could do something about it for them to jump into action? Because that's essentially what they did. They didn't do anything. The FCC didn't do anything.
No, because they can't do anything. But what they did, and this is what concerns me, and it concerns me with this Republican administration, and it also concerns me with Democrat administrations. They scared, you know, Disney, therefore ABC, therefore, you know, what, Sinclair and Nexstar.
Yeah, Sinclair's still going to keep them off the air tonight.
Into thinking, okay, well, this is a threat. And obviously it's directly coming from the president because it's his appointee that, you know, we're not going to tolerate any of this stuff. And if you don't do something about it, we will. I mean, come on. Because, you know, and you and I were
talking. But you just said the FCC could have done something, which I don't agree with.
Like, no, they can do something. They can do something if they know somebody's lying and making things up. Right. They can't take them off the air. Right. Only the owners of the stations can take them off the air.
So what could the FCC have?
They scared him.
Right, but I mean, that's not part of the job description.
I agree with you, and I think it's wrong what they did, right? I mean, this is the problem. You have government that's scaring people, right? And so back when there were Democrats in office, they're doing the same thing. We don't like what you said, so we're gonna cancel you. And now, to your point, you thought when free speechers, meaning I think you mean Republicans.
Well, I don't think it's a red-blue thing necessarily, but I'm saying that the people who were saying they call them like First Amendment truthers or whatever, if they said, you know, they were critical of the way, and they should be, the way in the Obama administration and the Biden administration, a lot of people were treated horribly, unfairly for having disparate views. That is 100% true. But if you want to be in the camp of free speech, you don't do exactly what the Democrats do because you have power.
You're right,
now.
But it ends up being tit for tat. So what Republicans never understand and what Democrats never understand with whichever party is in power, they're doing something or they're pushing for things that they want to do, but then they're now giving the other party next time around, you know, the free ticket to do the same thing. And you're right. First Amendment rights are First Amendment rights. I don't care if you're a Republican or you're a Democrat. That is not a political thing. That is what one of the things we are, you know, we are owed that is written in our Constitution as right. an American citizen. It's not right on either side. And somebody has to stop it.
Right. I was hoping that this would be the moment where I think we missed an opportunity to self-correct by taking not a higher road. I mean, listen, the best way to get Kimball gone is to not have people watch it and have it his advertising dollars dry up and then he goes away. I mean, I think that forcing him to this chain of events was probably not the way to do it. I'm just interested, do you think that he's going to end up staying on the air?
Well, he's not going to apologize, right? That was what I don't understand. What's and you know, all of us are going to watch this tonight, right?
Well, I won't because I'll be asleep, well, but I'll definitely watch the clip of it right. on YouTube or what have you.
Everybody says, well, then his ratings will go up for one night, and then they'll go back to whatever they were yesterday. I mean, tomorrow. Part of the issue, just was what was reported, was he refused to apologize when he first did it.
Right.
He refused to apologize no matter what they said to him. Okay, so they took him off the air, and now if you read, you know, it's like secret language, right? Very thoughtful and productive yes. conversations with Jimmy Kimmel, but he's still not going to apologize. So then what was productive? Like, where did we get? Did he say,
so why are they doing it? Why are they putting him back? Are they bowing to pressure on the left?
Yeah, because all these celebrities and news people that are completely coming to his defense, you know, and they're using the First Amendment. I don't think they came to the defense when Roseanne Barr was taken off when she said something inappropriate. Again, I'm not defending that. What she said was inappropriate. Plain and simple, and it was wrong. But you know, we're dealing with a hypocrisy here. You know, you can't say he should be back on without saying. And Meghan McCain, right? Another example, right? She was the only Republican on that show at the time on The View, and
they ran her out of the building.
You know,
I get
right?
it.
And you know, so and I didn't see all these celebrities and news people coming to her defense because it's hypocrisy. And so we either have to make a decision as a country that we believe in the First Amendment and you should be able to say what you want, you know, within reason.
So to that end, you would be supportive of letting him back on the air and do his job.
Well, I mean, I think the problem here is all these quote unquote powerful people, whether celebrities, media people, came to his defense. And I think that there was a lot of, to your point earlier, you know, advertising dollars there. That became problematic. I think it became an issue partially of economics. But I think we're going to hear more as you know, time goes on.
Do you think he'll stay on the air?
Well, his contract is up in 2026. I mean, I think he will probably stay on the air until and when he does something wrong again. Do you think he'll stay on?
I think eventually, you know, because he's the guy that does the Oscars and everything. I think that if you support free speech, you let him back on the air, and if you don't like what he does, then you make sure people don't watch and don't buy the products that support him, and then that's how he goes. I don't think the show is going to stay for much longer in general, because I think the formatting is going to change because the shows don't make enough money for the overhead, and I think it's true. I just want my curiosity is what happens. This Fallon, who will never say anything controversial, I wonder what happens next because he's in the crosshairs too, even though you know he got a lot of flack for tussling his hair back in 2016, if you remember.
I know, but he's not going to say anything about Trump because he wants to stay on the air.
Correct.
So all right. And you have to give him credit for that at a certain point. But if you want to be the one that says something about him, then you have to deal with the repercussions too.
Themis Claridis, Republican, former Republican leader in the House and former Senate candidate joining us here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.